Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this fantastic Friday.
Friday.
It's an amazing day to
Friday.
Be. Oh, yeah. Friday. Have you ever noticed one thing that just Friday. Sometimes doesn't resonate in my spirit?
What?
I'm a golfer.
Talk to me.
So you know how they say it's, you know, your work day, Friday, you get off work, you're like, man, I'd love to golf. Have you ever been charged weekend rates on a Friday?
Yeah. Friday's not the weekend.
It's Saturday. It's the end of the work week, but not the weekend, all right? Can I get an amen, people?
Amen.
If you're a golf course and you're listening, take those rates down on Friday mornings.
The Lord will judge them one day. The Lord.
Yeah, the Lord will judge. Can I get a hallelujah?
That's actually some of the stuff that we're talking about today is the book of Revelation. It's wonderful to be with you today on a Friday, best day of the week, except Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor Jim's going to be talking about like the Lord returning and like why he delays. All right. And there's a few reasons why he delays. All right. One of the reasons why he delays is because he's gracious and merciful and he's giving people time to repent.
Yeah.
And change before he returns. Because once he returns, that's it, right? Oh, man. But there's another reason why he's waiting. It's because there's still some things and some events that need to unfold. There's a number of martyrs that the Bible, there's a fulfillment of martyrs that the Bible talks about. That, you know, the martyrs are actually up in heaven saying, Lord, when will you avenge us? When will you help us? When will you get back? You know, when will we get back at those people? And he says, well, there's still more. There's still more. Right now, that are going to be martyred, waiting for that final thing, and God is waiting. God is waiting, and there's an awesome little verse in the Bible that actually teaches you can actually hurry the return of the Lord. You can hurry it up, and there's a few ways you can hurry the return of the Lord. The first and best way is to evangelize, is to tell people about Jesus and try to convert.
Yeah. As many as you can. As many people.
Because that's another reason the Lord is waiting, is because he's waiting for the final number of people to be converted. And you can hurry. The Bible actually says you can hurry the return of the Lord, by converting people, bringing people to church, telling people about Jesus.
Yeah.
Telling people the truth.
It's important that we do that. It says go out and make disciples. It's a great commission. We're commissioned to do it as saved people.
So. And the closer we get to the end, the more we should be going out and making disciples and telling people about Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Not hoarding and
hiding.
Be
even more urgent.
Not hoarding and hiding, but going out, doing the work. Amen. Yeah. Let's go to the message.
I see God in that. The providence of God, the sovereignty of God. You just wait. All those that have yet to be martyred, they haven't been martyred yet. You got to wait until that number is complete and then final justice is going to take place. You know, think about it this way. You know, the Lord's return, the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. And I believe that there is a number that God is waiting to return to this earth, to send his son back to this earth, until all those that are going to repent will repent, and that will fill up that number that God has or knows that comprise his bride, his church. And when that number is filled up, then that church is caught up to be with the Lord, and the tribulation period begins. Well, what's that number? I don't know. But we do know the Bible commands us to go and preach and take the gospel to all the nations, and people are being saved. And, you know, those of us that say, oh, Lord, I want you to come back now. Well, if he comes back now, then that throws the world into great tribulation and great calamity. And he is waiting. The Lord is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. He is waiting for people to be saved. And I got saved in 1976, and I'm glad he did not come in 1974. But I bet you there are believers praying, oh, Lord, come, come back, come now. I want you to come right now. Come, take us out of this world. Well, if he would have come then, maybe I never would have been saved. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's not wrong to say, even so, come, Lord Jesus, because we want the Lord to return. We love his appearing. We say we hasten the coming of the Lord, as it were. That's in our desire. Oh, Lord, come. Oh, Lord, come. Please come. That desire is a godly desire. But also, why is the Lord waiting? Why isn't he coming back? Because he has those that he's going to save that haven't been saved yet. What'd you say? Hurry up and save them. Well, maybe he's waiting for that child that hasn't been born yet through you to be born. Yeah. Well, she's done, but the Lord has a fourth.
A fifth.
Has a fifth, but you've declared you're done. And so he's just waiting on you to change your mind, young lady. She's to blame. It'll take a miracle. Well, God can do miracles. He's a way maker. She doesn't want the miracle from God. Who wants a miracle from God? Who would say, I don't want a miracle from God? She does. Wow. Well, let's go on. We got off track there. I'm just teasing you. Sixth seal is cosmic disturbance. Oh, my gosh. There was just an earthquake in New York City, right, in the New York area, the northeast. And the sixth seal is, think about this, a worldwide earthquake. How many have ever been in an earthquake? Yeah, I have. You know, there was one, a little tiny one in Michigan a number of years ago, and I'm sitting there, and the lamp is rattling a little bit, and I thought maybe a truck went by our house, but no truck. And then I went online, and sure enough, a little tiny earthquake had occurred. But when my wife and I went down to Chiapas, Mexico, which is right on the San Andreas Fault, we were in two earthquakes. One in the middle of the night, about 2 a.m, we're laying there, and man, that hotel was swaying, and sirens were going off, and people were coming out of the rooms, running down the hallway, screaming, and then you hear, you know, the sirens were going on the outside, and that was something. That was something. It's very disturbing when the ground shakes. Because, it's foundational. You don't expect it to be rolling and moving. Listen to what it says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. The stars of the heaven fell to the earth as fig trees drops its late figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. That's why I say it's a worldwide earthquake. Mountains and islands, every mountain was moved out of its place. The kings of the earth, great men, rich men, commanders, mighty men, every slave, every free man, hid themselves in the caves and the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains, rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? And so you have this sixth seal, this cosmic disturbance because the sun is blackened, maybe from volcanic ash. The moon turned to blood, maybe through the release of volcanic ash and the changing, you see through that, and it looks like a beautiful sunset, but it's really pollution, as it were. The moon turned to blood, perhaps. But the idea here is that all the people on this earth, their reaction is, oh, God, forgive me. Nope. Their reaction is one of defiance, one of rebellion, one of fear, one of hiding from God, one of anger, not repentance. And because it's a time of judgment, and judgment is happening. And we see that taking place here in the opening of the sixth seal. Stars will fall to the earth. I think that probably is like meteors striking the earth. Volcanic ash possibly discoloring the moon, blotting out the sun, this great earthquake that's worldwide in scope. The devastating natural disasters will be the most terrifying events to ever affect the earth. That's something, isn't it? So the Great Tribulation period. So I was thinking about a good way to conclude this. I know I'm speaking to the household of faith here tonight. Well, let's be busy sharing our faith, because the wrath of God, as Paul would say, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade. We persuade them. We witness to them. We shine our light. We testify to them. Flee the wrath to come, right? Get saved. Dr. Grady was here last week, and the ark is a type of Jesus Christ. And the flood waters of judgment run into the ark, Jesus. He is the only one that can save you from the terrors to come, from the wrath to come. He will bear the flood waters of judgment upon himself. We are safe in him, right? And so we share our faith. Let's share our faith. Let's all be inviting. Let's all be testifying. Let's all be speaking about Jesus. And the Lord said, when it comes to these end time events, let not your heart be troubled, because I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it's talking about the catching up of the church. We and them, we which are alive and remain, shall be caught up to be with them together in the clouds in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So the message is one of be at peace, have comfort. You belong to the Lord. He's preparing a place for you. You don't have to worry about this great tribulation period. He saved you from the wrath to come. You're being saved out of or from this great tribulation coming upon the whole world. So we have peace and we have comfort. And it's with that spirit that we're bold. We share our faith to win people to Jesus.
Pastor Jim's talking about peace, and we can have peace knowing that, like, we're saved from all this stuff, right? There's also another way to get peace, and it's a little different than maybe how I've tried to get peace before, and how maybe you've tried to get peace before, because we talked about this earlier in the week, is that sometimes we try to get peace by, like, you know, if all of my relationships were awesome right now, you know, if my marriage was perfect, I'd have peace. Or if I had to make more money, I'd have peace. Or, you know, if I could get all these hush projects done, I'd finally get some peace. And all those things are dead ends to the peace. There's only one way. I figured it out. And Jesus said it. Jesus actually said before he ascended to heaven, peace I give you and peace I leave with you. Mm-hmm. Peace is a gift that Jesus gives us. It's a gift. And a gift is not earned.
No, you just got to receive it.
Exactly.
Accept the gift.
Exactly. And these times are crazy right now.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody could use some peace. Mm-hmm. And you're never going to find it just by working harder.
Yeah. The more you have, the more projects you have around the house, say, or the more you're trying to work hard to get money, the less peace you're going to have, because there's always going to be something else that you want, something else that you need. But when you receive that gift of peace from Jesus, it's all the more.
And you can even say it like this. It's contentment.
Oh, yeah.
Peace is a gift. Receive the gift today, everybody. It's been great to be with you this week. We'll see you Sunday morning at church, 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah. We got Sunday church.
That's right. And you're invited. We'd love to see your face. Do not be a stranger. But if not, we'll be right back here Monday morning,
walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.